Ma il giorno marcia le nove, ma vuoi chiedere le nove,
You're welcome along to this week's episode of the James Stevens Podcast with Liam Kelly York. Coming up, we'll look back on an epic Saturday afternoon in Nolan Park for our minor hurlers as they secured the minor A title, defeating Dunamagan in the process. Post-match interviews on the way from captain Noah Minogue and manager Joe Murray. Elsewhere, James Stevens booked their place in the St. Canice's Credit Union senior semi-finals with a win over Greg Ballycallan on Sunday. We'll catch up with ace player Luke Scanlon. Meanwhile, the juniors have a big Saturday afternoon to come as they face Dixborough in the Section B county final. Club legend and junior hurler Jackie Turrell looks ahead. And later in the programme, as the club gears up for the senior Camogie quarter-finals, we chat to Brian Lahey as Barrow Rangers await in a quarter-final this coming Saturday. And we start in UPMC Nolan Park on Saturday. James Stevens with a 5-14-9 points win over Dunamagan.
Noah Minogue, you have the cup in your hand there, a happy boy, and a very good win for yourself here today. You were in control bar a little bit before half-time. You were the dominant team here today.
Yeah, sure, look, Dunamagan hit a purple patch there just before half-time, and sure, they got a little run on us and brought it back to 4 points there, quick.
Now, Yochid, you were commanding those of you who have been playing in with the Kenny Miners, very strong down the middle. I suppose from the start of the year, you were the team that was expected to win this, but that can have its own pressure as well.
Yeah, sure, look, we felt good, like, we felt it's good to have pressure on you, like, you can't be coming out into a match confident, but, like, it's just, when you're expected to win, you just I don't know how to put it into words. Like, it's hard on you because everybody wants to beat you all year.
And tell me, Joe Murray at halftime, he would have been disappointed with the 4 points you conceded. He had a few stiff words with you at halftime, I suspect.
Yeah, sure, look, he got us going and straight away we blitzed him in the second half there. It was a few stern words now, but sure, look, it has to be done to us.
Now, what about the handball? You're still going to be able to have plenty of time for the handball?
Ah, yeah, I'll be back to the handball there now in a week or two now, hopefully, anyway.
Well done, Noah. Great win today and a great performance for yourself.
Thank you. See you now.
Joe Murray, congratulations, Joe. I just didn't realise that some of your own lads said to me there. It's the first win in the minor county final in 12 years. I actually find it hard to believe that. So, no wonder the players and everyone else in James Stevens here today are delighted.
Ah, yeah, look, I mean, we needed that, you know. As simple as that, you have to start somewhere. We've had some very good teams over the years. But that doesn't necessarily guarantee you're going to win it, you know, as we know better than anybody. So look, there was a lot of talk before the game that we were red hot favourites and we were this and we were that, but I mean, you still have to get the job done, and huge credit to our lads, huge credit, especially at half time. You know, Dunamagan had put it well up to us, and they came out in the second half and everyone saw what that team is made of, and a massive boost for the club. It's massive.
Now, before half time, Dunamagan got 4 points in a row and it made it a bit tighter. I'd say you had a few words, Joe, at half time because you were a little bit slow coming out.
Yeah, to be fair, we started very well. Now, look, Dunamagan were playing an extra man in the middle of the field, and look, it was our fault on the line more than the lads on the field. We were slow to pick up on that, and when they got their 4 points, to bring it back to 4 points, look, we had to address it at half-time. There was no shouting and roaring. It's not the way young lads react anyways, to shouting and roaring. You just have to encourage them. We took some of the responsibility, which was out, you know, and we put an extra man out in the middle of the field, basically, in the second half, and we hurled on from there, you know.
Ultimately, goals are key in matches, and that was, apart from a lot of other things, to be fair, but goals were defining today.
Yeah, huge. Look, our forwards will get credit for that, and rightly so, but I suppose getting goals is one thing, stopping goals is another, and look, our backs were massively impressive back there. They never looked like conceding a goal, and look, between the two, we'd have to be very happy with a full team performance, you know.
Now, we don't want to put pressure on any of these young lads, but clearly there's a bright future for these lads. They'll be moving on now, a lot of them out of minor, and they'll be into the company of Brian Cody. He'll love getting them, and they'll know what it's like to train under him. There's a bright future for some of these lads, and that's not putting pressure on them, in fairness, at this stage.
No, and I mean, the type of lads they are, they'll want that pressure, you know. I mean, they're hurling that top level since they were young lads. Everyone knew this was a good team coming. They've done what they've had to do. They've won a minor championship. The club is hugely excited to have these lads hurling adult level. You know, that's what they will be next year. We still have to remember they'll only be turning 18 rather than 19 like it used to be traditionally. But look, we're not going to complain. There's 7 or 8 lads there. We'll really push hard for places next year on junior and at the very least, and maybe even a senior team. You just don't know.
Well done, John. Congratulations.
Thanks a million, Nick. Cheers.
We'll be right back.
Turning to senior now, and it was a good day out for the Village team on Sunday as they booked their place in the St. Canice's Credit Union senior semi-finals, beating Greig Ballycallan by 1-15 points. And after the match, Shane Coogan and I caught up with man of the match, Luke Scanlon.
We knew it would be a tight game from the start. Ballycallan, they're a young team, did not lose really, you know. I feel like they were kind of in bonus territory coming into the game, and they threw the shackles off, and in fairness, they had us up to the 55th minute there. Now it was tightened, they nearly got through one goal as well, so look, we're happy enough to come over here with them in today.
Not the perfect performance, and I'm sure there'll be things to work on during the week, but in a game like this, I'm sure it's just about just doing what you can and getting over that line.
It is, yeah, sure. As the management would say, quarterfinals are all about winning, whether it's ugly or nice, I suppose. As long as we get the win and when the final whistle blows, you know, we'll be happy. And like you said there, it wasn't a perfect performance. A few of the forwards had wides, I would say I had three or four myself. A few other lads had a couple as well, so look, there are things we need to tighten up on and get right for the next day, I suppose.
Taking the league championship as a whole, Luke, sometimes the forwards get all the glory in this game, but that relationship you have with the likes of Willie and Tygo Dwyer, you complement each other very well.
We do, and it can chop and change, I suppose. There are positions like Willie could be midfield one day, Ty could be there, I could be there the next day, you know, so we kind of interchange, and I suppose that helps us understand each other's game a lot more. Even the half-back line there, I think the press message Neil Brazel, you know, he's away there and he's travelling back for these matches. He's studying in college at the minute abroad, so you know, he came back and hurled a storm there as well today, so fair play to him.
Talk about a long striker, he'd be proud of that in the golf.
He would indeed, yeah.
What's the training going like, Luke? How are you finding, like, with Brian back, and his training going well? Are you finding it good? And
yeah, we are indeed, yeah. Sure, Brian is, everyone knows how good a record Brian has, I suppose. Yeah. He's been around the team a few of the years now, I suppose. Well, it's definitely since I've came on board senior. He's in a selector and stuff like that the last few years. So, look, he's manager this year. He's Peter Butler, who's kind of a fresh mind, I suppose, on board. And the great Joe Hennessy as well is there. So, between them now, they're clashing heads and coming up with good ideas and training.
Yeah, there's a good crew of lads there. Look, he seems to be getting a good tune out of you all. I see, look, Keane Kenny is out injured at the moment. And is there any possibilities that he'll be back around for the semi-final or that?
We're very hopeful now, to be honest. You know, it's a hand injury Keane has, and you know, he has to get surgery on it, I believe, so it'll be touch and go. But look, we're all hoping that Keane can get back, because he's a vital cog in our wheel.
Luke, finally then, semi-final draw, as you know, this evening at 6:30 here in Nolan Park.
Yeah.
Will you be listening, or will you lock yourself in a dark room? How would you approach something like that?
I suppose myself, I'd be listening. I'm not too sure about the rest of the lads inside there now, but no, look, it'll definitely be a crack of a game, the one to follow here now, Dixburn and the Shamrocks, and we know Bennett's Bridge are through to the semi-final as well, so look, we're there now ourselves. It's going to be a tough day, whoever we get the next day, so look, we're just thankful to be there.
Well, Luke, many, many congratulations. I'm delighted for you, and well done.
Brilliant. Thanks
well
so
done,
guys.
Luke. Yeah, look, as I said earlier, Liam, the Village done enough to win. The opportunist goal was a big difference in the end. Ballycallan, for all they tried, look, their weight, their wides, like, when you go into the big double figures of wides, it doesn't help. When you get into this place, if you can keep it under 10 wides or whatever, you know you'd be okay. But look, they went over that, and they were just hitting balls in panic at times when they should have been just relaxing. And the other end, the Village were getting scores when they wanted to get scores. And look, as I said, with Luke scoring 5 points, Sean Minogue popping up with a couple, Ross Whelan, Owen Foyle getting back. So look, they'll be happy now. They're in a semi-final, and sure, look, whoever they get.
And the juniors capped off a fantastic weekend, booking their place in the Section B final of the Junior Championship, defeating Mooncoin on a scoreline of 120-37. And now, Section B final awaits for the Village men against Dixborough on Saturday in St John's Park at high noon. And apologies for the audio, but we did catch up with Jackie Tyrrell earlier as he looks ahead to that City Derby.
Yeah, look, really looking forward to it, Liam, and I think the gods are shining down on us. There's really good weather coming on Saturday, so I think we're going to be up over 20 degrees. So, yeah, look, it's kind of a trilogy, really, as far as we've met, you know, the last number of years. We won a couple of years ago, they won last year, and it's just, we're very familiar with each other, although there's been a lot of turnover of players, because, you know, with the junior feed and senior, we've lost a few, they've lost a few as well, so a lot of players have moved on to senior ranks or emigrated, but, you know, we're pretty familiar with each other. The Borough are a really good outfit, you know, probably buoyed off the back of their four in a row minors that they've won as well. A lot of those guys coming through with some experienced players regraded as well. So it's nicely poised. The Borough probably beat us probably well early on in the league. They dominated in the first half. We came back out in the second half, but really we're playing second fiddle to that day. So look, we're not. We know we've a huge challenge ahead of us this Saturday.
And just sometimes for general supporters, with the mountain of games that are on at this time of the year between junior proper and you have the senior and the intermediate thrown in as well, sometimes the actual quality that the Section B league and championship throws up can be forgotten. I mean, there may be second teams in many different ways, but that doesn't take away from the standard.
Absolutely not. And look, I've been hurling, probably adult hurling now for 20 odd years, and junior hurling as an overall Section A and B, it's so hard to get out of either section, let alone want to win a county final, as you know, probably some really strong junior teams I've seen throughout the year. So the quality are, you know, it's at a really high level. You know, I would have always thought that juniors just for kind of all lads with bellies and young lads coming up, by God, it's completely different. The 11th is the SSC that goes into junior hurling. The standard is really, really high at the minute. So I look, a lot of them probably gets lost. The fact it's always kind of doubled up with a senior weekend, but it's nice that it's kind of still alone this weekend. There's no senior games to kind of take away from the Section A. The Borough aren't involved this weekend. We aren't involved as regards our senior teams. So, you know, a lot of the emphasis will be on the junior this weekend. I know there's some Indonesian apps on as well, but no, it's great that it gets the focus.
Mooncoin last Sunday night, they're always a very tricky assignment, and I think between the intermediate and the junior teams out in Mooncoin, they're a team with some great structures, and I mean that's seeping through as well, so that was never going to be easy.
No, it was never going to be easy. Mooncoin are a very dogged team. They're a very mature team. They've, you know, probably looking back last year, they should have probably beaten us in a similar fixture last year, but I think we were very conscious of that, and we hit the ground early. We started very well, and we drove on really. And for long periods of that game, we were very dominant in a lot of sectors of the field. Obviously, Oshie Bateman did probably get the highlights as regards the scores. But it was a really good team performance, right from Daniel Power in the goal, right up to Ryan Scanlon on the subs that came on as well. So, you know, our minds were very focused on that. We weren't looking any further ahead because of the game we got off last year. And I know that they are a coming club. The underage, the success that they're having as well, but they definitely are a tough physical team. And look, we were just happy to get out there with a good win, no real injuries always, because the game's come thick and fast in the junior Section A.
And I know you would have been focused on the task at hand, but 7 o'clock in Piltown on a Sunday night, it's not ideal.
No, it's not ideal. No, it's kind of the great card shift. But I suppose that's what you sign up for when you kind of play junior hurling, and it's the second team, the senior, in there, they always get first dibs on it, and that's the way it has to be. Otherwise, if you go the other way, you're probably going to lose players that would be subs on the senior, and they won't be able to talk on junior. So we're kind of happy that way, because we probably would have lost Ben Lawler, we probably would have lost Oisin Bateman as well, because they would have been probably covered for the senior hurler. So look, you have to kind of take the rough with the smooth. So we were happy to have those lads on the evening.
How are you finding playing with that group, Jackie? I mean, you mentioned Oisin Bateman a few moments ago. You have the likes of Ryan Scanlon thrown in as well, yourself and Owen Larkin, and then your really young players like Evan Buggy and Paddy Keogh. There's a nice blend there.
There's a lovely blend. Throwing Sam McAvoy, who was under 19 this year, and Daniel Power as well. Jack Kelly's a sub as well, Owen Deely. So there's some really good lads, 18, 19 years of age, and you've got lads that are probably just out of their 20s, and Evan Buggy, that you've mentioned. And Paddy Joe, really enjoyable, really great lads that you're able to talk, to communicate, kind of try to pass on what you've learned throughout your career and things like that. So, I look to keep boys young and heart, because we have a couple of lads that are probably, you know, into their 40s and myself and Owen, and then the other likes of Davey Walton and Dini Stapleton as well. So, there's a lovely mix, and that's the key piece, getting the mix of a bit of experience with a bit of youth. But, you know, in fairness to the manager, so getting that mix right. The Borough have it as well, so it's nicely teed up for Saturday.
Are you able to enjoy hurling a little bit more now since making the transition from senior to junior?
Definitely am, yeah. I would say probably the focus, although you still obviously want to win every game and all that, but probably when you get into your 40s, you know, you're just happy to be still out there injury free, competing, and being able to contribute in some fashion. So it's very enjoyable from that point of view. But you know, that's probably goes all out the window when you probably play some of your city rivals, whether it's Olaf in the Borough, and it's kind of tried and off there. So, yeah, it's we still have that competitive edge, even though the probably juice might mightn't be as flawed as well when you were probably in your mid-20s, David Duchenne and James Stevens, but I suppose that part of you never leaves it. But yeah, it's just great to be out there playing green, playing with younger guys, being able to contribute, and you know, obviously the victories we've picked up the last couple of weeks have given us that bit of confidence and momentum going into the next league final.
Just looking forward, and either way, it'll be ourselves or Dixborough in the junior competition main by the end of next weekend. How much of a driver is it to see what O'Loughlin Gaels have done in the last number of years? Is it a realistic prospect, or do the city clubs treat it as a bonus? What way do you feel about all that?
Yeah, of course we treat it really seriously. I think it's actually a lot more. It's 23 years since we won that junior, and I was part of it. I remember we stayed up for 6-7 years. So it's a huge achievement for a senior club to have a second team intermediate, and the Clarence and Auckland are very unlucky to go down. They've been up probably 4 or 5 years as well. It's a huge strain on the club, but it's a good strain. It's one to welcome. So you look at the Borough last year and how close they went to it in the second league semi-final. We were there the year before. You know, we pushed Tuller pretty good. So we know if you come out of Section B final, you have a really good opportunity. You're back in the pack in a county semi-final, and it's just about grasping those opportunities. So, you know, for ourselves, and I know the Borough is saying they're a very professional outfit, they know that when you do get out of Section B final, that it kind of opens up for you, and we're relatively unknown because, you know, Section A is predominantly driven by Southern teams, and, you know, we wouldn't have that familiarity, so the top league were relatively unknown. So it's treated very seriously by us. We know we have a huge challenge. Whoever comes 2 o'clock on Saturday evening will be delighted to be there, and we'll be really looking forward to going to the park the following and having a real cut off whoever comes out the other side. We're just hoping it's on.
The Village and Dixborough did meet in the 2021 Section B Junior Final. The Village men prevailing on the day, and describing the closing moments were Ciarán Nari and Ciarán Muldowney.
Crucial puck out now. Dixborough have to win this one and get it in towards the late.
Jackie has the ways to push back down a bit further. He's saying it's a bit open in front of him in midfield there, so let's see how this one plays down.
He has not his experience, just to crowd it out. He knows that if they don't concede a goal, they'll win this game. Back underway in the centre-back position for Dixborough, and again the Village lads pile in, cause a bit of a schmuddle which results in a hot ball which will suit the James Stevens lads. Couple of players down and everybody gets back up on their feet just now. Hot ball straight in front of the goal, 50 yards out, picked up there by
Eddie Dunne,
who's way out. You probably need him in nearer, closer to the goal. Eddie plays it off out towards the right hand side, and he's looking there for Davy Ryan. Ryan picks it up in the right corner forward position, plays it across, a dangerous ball across, and brilliantly cut out there by number 5 Ben Lawler. What an interception. Was it Mikey Byrne?
Looked as always, yeah, Mikey Byrne,
two lads of yellow helmets. We'll have to get different colour helmets for everyone, but Mikey Byrne's had a fine game at full back for James Stevens. Brilliantly cut out that ball. Davy Ryan played it across like a rocket, a brilliant ball across, but Byrne stepped into the breach, cut it out, and has won a free out for his team, and more importantly he's won the opportunity to use up a bit of clock. Gavin Costigan again being very, very careful about where he's going to hit this one, steadying himself. Pat Dunphy telling him to get on with it. Pat looks at his watch. Is he going to blow the final whistle? Not on this occasion. Costigan goes long. Robert Crotty knocks it down. Picked up there by Charlie Nolan. He gives it back out to Owen Fenley. Owen Fenley plays it down along the wing. Davy Ryan now. Davy on the ground. Back up. Plays it left-handed. His shot is blocked down there by Ryan Scanlon. And there goes the final whistle. And James Stevens have won the final of this JJ Cavanagh and Sons Junior Hurling Championship, the Section B final, and a final scoreline of 18 points to 112.
Dixborough didn't score in the second quarter of that game, and wind or no wind, you can't go through a game and expect to win a game by not scoring for 15 minutes of a game of hurling. James Stevens' defence were heroic today. Mikey Byrne at full back, Shane Murphy, Adam O'Connor, Ben Lawler, Jackie Tyrrell, you know, they're outstanding. And when I said we hadn't seen much of Jackie in that second half, but then at the end he came out 3 crucial balls, you know, and bought that free down there in the corner as well. You just can't beat experience like that. And best of luck to James Stevens, to go on to play Tulliher now.
In Camogie, it's a big weekend for our senior team this Saturday. They take on Barrow Rangers in the quarterfinals, with throw-in in Tullerone on Saturday afternoon at 4:30. I caught up earlier with Brian Lahey.
So 4:30 on Saturday, yeah, we're out in Tullerone playing Barrow Rangers in the quarterfinals. So, yeah, look, it's our first time senior. It's a quarterfinal. We're lucky enough that we got through the early stage in the league and managed to top our group. So we got a bye from the first round. And from a club point of view, it's great that we didn't have to go into a first round and avoid relegation or a relegation battle. Because when I look at the results from the first round, the four teams that are in the relegation, they wouldn't like to be playing any of them. There's not a lot between a lot of the teams in the senior. I think from what I've seen so far, you have the Borough and Piltown probably, you know, top of the pile, and there's nothing between the other 10 teams to a large degree.
And obviously it's just reward for your league form, Brian. That week's break, it must have been a positive in the sense that it gave you the opportunity to regroup and just look ahead towards the all-important Championship Camogie season.
It did, because there's been a few weeks now between, you know, the league final, and we had the free week last weekend. So, you know, a lot of girls, it's the same for every team. A lot of girls we find now are away in college, so it's hard to get them for training. So most of our training's on the weekend. We'd be doing kind of Friday evenings and Sunday mornings. Like Wednesday, we'd have a light session just for whoever's around. But it's hard to get the girls back. But we've had two good weeks now with everybody on the weekends back training. So, you know, all ready to go now for Saturday.
How would you assess the league campaign as a whole, Brian? I mean, to get to a league semi-final in your first year at senior, it's a fantastic achievement. And I'm not sure, was that the expectation going into it, or how did you approach the whole campaign so far?
Yeah, well, to be honest, we didn't know what to expect, you know, going from intermediate up to senior. And, you know, when you're in the intermediates, I hadn't seen a whole lot of the senior matches because you're following all the intermediate teams to look at the opposition and see what you're up against. So, you know, we weren't sure what to expect. Our aim was obviously to go up. Number one was to try and avoid relegation. And then once we did that and qualified out of the league, the next step was let's try and win a quarterfinal and get to a semi-final, you know, go as far as we can. Now, the matches, as I said, I don't think there's a lot between the teams. Like even we played Winegap in our first match and we drew with them out in the Kells Road. We played St. Martin's in the second match, won. I think there was only a point or two in it in the end down in Coon, and then lost by a point against St. Bridget. So the three matches there's nothing between any of the three teams, and that's probably the same across a lot of the matches, except, as I said, Piltown and the Borough seem to be that step ahead of everybody. So, you know, a lot to play for. Like, we'll give it a good rattle now on Saturday against Barrow Rangers, and, you know, if we play well enough, we're capable of winning. And obviously, we have to, if we don't, we could be beaten too. So it'd be great if we could win and get into a semi final. It'd be a great first year.
Yeah. Has the year allowed you maybe to play Camogie with a lack of pressure? I'm sure there's an inner pressure that you want to do well, but because you're gone into the unknown, has it allowed a bit more freedom in the game?
I don't think so. I think the girls, and I'd say they're learning too, because, you know, there is a big step up. And, you know, I think the way the split season is, I'm not a fan of it myself, because we, in one way, we're very lucky in that we have a lot of county girls between the senior squad, the intermediate squad, and under 16 minors. So during the summer, kind of April, May, June, we had very little matches because we're struggling to field teams. So we never had all the girls together, you know, for training and for matches. Mm-hmm. It's only really since, you know, early August, and even a lot of those county girls were gone on holiday. So, you know, we're probably only together about 6 or 8 weeks. So it's a very short season from a club player point of view. And it's hard for us coaching them and training them to keep them together and keep the motivation high and get those matches in. So I think they're realising, you know, now at this stage that, you know, at least when we go back next year, that we want to be planning a bit better and maybe getting a good body of work done earlier in the season as well.
And I'd imagine when it's your first year senior, holding on to as many players as you can from the previous campaign is so important. And when you get to an All-Ireland final, I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to, that's got to kind of energise the team going into this year.
It did. It was a great buzz last year. But I think the downside of that is when you go out and if you don't play well, or, you know, you're getting bit, you know, it can lose momentum as well very quickly. So it's great when you're winning, you gain momentum. And we had a fabulous year last year. And, you know, when you look back and you say it was, everything was so easy and that everyone was enthused and they were training hard. And, you know, the panel, everyone was turning up. You'd have 30 of training there every night between, you know, the junior team training with the intermediate team. This year, you know, we still had big numbers, but, you know, life gets in the way for some girls as well. As you say, they go off to college and they're working, and a lot of these girls have jobs on the weekend, and it's hard to juggle trying to get Saturday off now for even this match on Saturday if they're working in, you know, the catering industry and, you know, hotels and restaurants and so on. So it's a juggling act for them. And as you said, it's hard to keep them. And it's important that we try and keep as many as we can and feed the young girls coming through.
Yeah, and as those nights get darker and we head into October and maybe early November, it can get harder maybe if things aren't going your way to train, and it makes the world of difference when the results are going in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. Like as I said, you see it both ways. You know, great momentum when you're winning, but you can lose momentum very quickly if you're not, or you're not playing well, or, you know, girls are you know, lacking belief or their confidence in themselves, or the heads can drop. So, you know, it's important for us as the management team to keep them all going and to give them the confidence to go out and play and enjoy turning up for training and matches, because ultimately, if they're not enjoying it, they're not going to keep coming. So, you know, you have to while you're serious and you train hard, you have to have the enjoyment in it as well.
The test on Saturday then, Brian, have you focused much on them, or is it very much on what G plan to do on the day? How much emphasis would you put on the opposition?
Yeah, well, we know Barra Rangers, the bet is in the intermediate final 2 years ago out in Callan. Then there was nothing between, I think it was 2 points in the end. So, you know, we're fairly familiar with them. We played them in the league that year as well. They probably have one or two changes on their side with, you know, missing one or two girls, but I'm sure they have one or two younger girls coming through, you know, no more than ourselves. But in the main, we concentrate on ourselves. You know, we obviously might have to make changes seeing, you know, how teams line up, whether there's sweepers involved or not, but we concentrate on our own team and getting the girls in the best position to go out and hurl well. That's the important thing from our point of view.
And I spoke to Jackie earlier about the whole juniors journey in the Section B, and they have that mix of youth and experience. I'd imagine in the Camogie setup, the fact that there's some inter-county players sprinkled in as well, that's got to be a boost for the whole unit.
Yeah, it does. And the younger girls obviously look up to the older girls. Like we had Michelle and Niamh and Sophie in on the senior team, and, you know, we had Emma Minogue, Hannah Larkin, Aoife, Anna Doheny, we had four on intermediate. So it's great to see that the 16, 17-year-old girls who are coming up, because different to boys, in the girls, a lot of them mix, you know, from a younger age. Like girls up to the age under 16 are allowed to play adults Camogie, whereas you don't have that in the boys. Minors aren't allowed to play, so they're all playing against them and mixing with them. So it does bring them along and just, you know, shows that they're able to interact with them and have a chat with them after training and all, because they come up initially, they're very nervous and shy of them, but as the year go on, you can see them mixing a lot better.
Finally then, Brian, look, we've had a tsunami of matches across hurling and Camogie in the last couple of months, and, you know, we hope that our James Stevens teams across both codes will get to the latter stages and do well, but at the same time, the games are not as plentiful, and if things go your way, you'll be hoping maybe to see a few more red and green jerseys at Camogie matches in the next couple of weeks, all going to plan.
Yeah, as I said, they are coming thick and fast. Like the Camogie in Kilkenny, it's like last week was first round, it's quarter final this weekend, the semi final next weekend, and the final. So it's 4 weeks in a row, which isn't ideal either. Like I'd hate to see any girl or fella. I know it's a lot the same in the boys, but there's a bit of a gap in the boys' side. You know, anyone break a finger, pull a hamstring, you can miss your whole championship after being training from April. So that's what I'm saying, that with the condensed season and the split season, it's not great for club hurlers because it's so condensed, and any injury at all, you could miss out on key important matches. So you would like to see it a bit spread out a bit more, or more even the split season. At the moment, it's not really split in half. It's more geared towards the county setup than it is the club setup.
We also have to send our congratulations to our minor team who are in action on Sunday. They defeated Winegap on a scoreline of 15 points to 110. And despite a slow start where they trailed 1-2 to no score, the Village girls battled hard to level proceedings up heading into the second half. And despite the teams being level on a number of occasions, the Village did enough to get over the line by the 2-point margin. Looking at this week's fixtures, and beginning on Saturday, it's the JJ Cavan and Sons Junior Championship Section B County Final. Dixborough, the opponents in St John's Park from 12 o'clock. The winners of the match will go on to the junior proper. On Sunday, it's the Kilkenny Vehicle Centre Minor Sea Hurling Championship Shield semi-final. Sleaverue, the opponents, and throw in MW Hire Dunmore is at 1 o'clock. And casting our eyes ahead to next Sunday week, the 15th of October, it's D-Day in the St. Canice's Credit Union Senior Hurling Championship. A semi-final date with Shamrocks Ballyhale throws in at 3:15 in UPMC Nolan Park. And that concludes this week's episode of the James Stevens Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to like and share wherever you do your podcast listening. All the best to our village themes this weekend, and from Liam Kelly O'Rourke, until next time, look after yourselves, look after each other, and we'll talk to you next week.